Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Parents, I love my quiet time in the morning, but sometimes come afternoon, my mind has forgotten my Bible readings as I'm now juggling to-do lists, managing the unforeseen events of the day that have cropped up like oven suddenly broken, a kid woke up sick today. Instead of letting my thoughts run wild with stress, I pop open my Abide app in the afternoon. I take 2 to 5 minutes and click play on the Abide app to anchor me back to God's Word, instead of reflexively grabbing my phone and scrolling, which often feeds my anxiety or discontentment. The Abide app's unique because it's all about God's Word. Scripture is read to you with time to pause and reflect. Sometimes you are prompted with questions or a context about Scripture is given. The Abide app helps lead you back to what is true, lovely, right, and pure. For a limited time, our listeners will get 25% off a premium subscription when you text KIDS to 22433. Abide's meditations start at 2 minutes. They're easy to fit in your schedule and feature all sorts of topics. Get started now with 25% off a premium subscription by texting KIDS to 22433. You'll get additional stories and meditations, premium music, soothing sounds, and more. Support the show and get 25% off by texting KIDS to 22433. This info will also be included in the episode notes. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's episode is made possible through the generosity from Shiloh John and his mother and father. Thank you so very much. Today's story is called Jesus Feeds the 5,000, Compassion, Part 1. And this comes from Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. Today, we begin a series about compassion. Have you heard this word, compassion? Say out loud what you think it means.
Kind. Thoughtful.
Thanks for sharing. Compassion means feeling sorrow or sympathy for someone who is hurting. You think how you would feel if that were you hurting. And that feeling makes you want to help them. Who do you think has been the most compassionate person? Who has been the greatest example of compassion in the entire world? Shout out his name.
Jesus.
Correct. Now that we understand compassion, let's hear Jesus show us an example in our Bible. We begin our story here.
Who is going to tell him the news?
We should do it together.
Yeah, we should be there for him. It's going to be hard.
John's disciples discussed how they would tell Jesus the sad news that John the Baptist had died. There are other men named John in our Bible, but who we are talking about today is John the Baptist. He was a family member to Jesus. Some think he may have been a cousin. Either way, we know Jesus loved him dearly. And this news would be very sad. When Jesus heard what happened to John, he climbed into a boat and began rowing. The oars gently dipped into the water as he rowed away to a quiet place by himself. Imagine how he must feel. Do you think you would be sad?
Yes.
Me too. But when the crowds heard about it, They followed him on foot from the towns. Young, old, rich, poor, all kinds of people wanted to see Jesus. So by the time he went ashore, he saw a great crowd. Everyone was staring at him, hoping he would help them. Whispers floated throughout the crowd. Even though Jesus himself had just received sad news, even though Jesus had left in order to be alone, and this was the opposite, here stood a giant crowd. Guess how he felt towards those people? With the kindest eyes, he looked at the crowd, and Jesus had compassion on them and healed their sick. Eventually, the sky began to warn of the time change as it transformed from blue to pinks and purples. Evening was arriving. Jesus' followers came to him and said,
"Jesus, none of these people actually live here. It's gonna take a long time for them to get back to their homes. And it's already late, and maybe just send the people away so they can go to the towns and buy food for themselves."
Jesus answered,
"They don't need to go away. You give them some food to eat."
The followers, I imagine, blinked and shook their heads as if to say they didn't hear him correctly. This request was impossible. So they answered,
"But we only have 5 loaves of bread and like 2 fish.
Listeners, there are over 5,000 people there. Would 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish feed them?
No way.
It would be impossible. They would need a miracle. Jesus said,
"Well, bring the bread and the fish to me."
Next, he told the people to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish, looked to heaven, and thanked God for the food. Jesus divided the loaves of bread, handed them to his followers, and they gave bread to the people.
"Here you go, and some for you too."
"Yeah, and do you want any more? We actually have plenty."
All the people ate and were satisfied.
Mm-mm. Yum.
After they finished eating, the followers filled 12 baskets with pieces of food that were not eaten.
Whoa! Ah!
Yep, you heard that right. They even had leftovers. There were about 5,000 men there who ate, as well as women and children. Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. Many of you are familiar with Jesus feeding the 5,000. But there are so many things we can learn from it that we will do another episode in the future. Today, we are going to focus on compassion. Remember, we said compassion means feeling sorrow or sympathy for someone who is hurting. You think how you would feel if that were you, and that feeling makes you want to help them. Did Jesus respond compassionately to the crowd? Yes. It even said, he looked at the crowd and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Jesus had sympathy for those in pain. And what action did he take after that feeling? Say it out loud.
He healed them.
Yes. Then when evening came, Jesus could have just sent the people away hungry. But again, he showed compassion. By doing what?
Feeding them.
Exactly. Jesus is our wonderful example. What are some ways that we can show others compassion? Share it with your family. I'll wait. Thanks for sharing. It could be something like forgiving someone when they accidentally break your toy or accidentally scratch you playing basketball. With compassion, you know how you would feel if you accidentally did this, asked for their forgiveness, and they refused to forgive you. You were truly sorry and they wouldn't let it go. With compassion, you extend the same forgiveness you wish they would have given to you. Now, you should share these things with your parents too, because there are times maybe your friend needs to be more careful or an adult needs to speak with them. In today's story, Jesus showed compassion to the crowds. Do you think he has compassion for you? He definitely does. He has so much compassion that he went to the cross to save you and me, so we would be forgiven and be close to our Heavenly Father. Thanks again for joining us in today's story. And, as always, bye for now.